Hi, besties. Welcome back to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm Natalie, and welcome to part two of the three-part series, The Girl Glow Guide. This is going to be all about your body. Let's dive in. If you haven't already listened to part one, definitely do that. It was all about how to level up and glow up your mind. But this one is going to be all about the body, and the next episode is going to be all about your soul. So, like I said, let's dive in. What I want you to do, if you don't already do this, I'm being so serious, is pamper yourself. I'm talking your skincare. Skincare is not just your face, ladies and gentlemen. It is also your body. I know I talk a lot about skincare in terms of doing a face mask, taking a bubble bath, but there are so many other ways that you can take care and pamper yourself. Let me just list off a few that are in my head right now. Like I said, do a face mask. You don't have to have a 10-step routine. I know not everyone is a 10-step routine girly, and that is totally fine. To each their own, but go to the store and buy yourself a freaking face mask, whether if it's one of those clay masks or a paper mask, like not paper, a sheet mask. Get some little eye patches, some eye gels. Maybe get yourself a nice refreshing facial mist. Now for body care. Okay, a huge bird just flew by the window. Oh my gosh, sorry. For body care, find a lotion that you really like, a body oil. I know there are so many of those body contouring tools. I have one from the Skinny Confidential, the Le Spoon, but even a dry brush. Don't get a loofah because those carry so much bacteria in it. It is insane. But get something for your body that just makes you feel nice and clean. Get a body scrub, a body oil. Go get a new razor. Just find ways that you can take care of yourself to make you feel good. You know what I mean? Go get a little ice roller. They sell them everywhere. They sell them on Amazon, at Walmart, at CVS. You can find one anywhere. It doesn't have to be one of the really expensive ones, but I do 1,000 out of 10 recommend the Skinny Confidential Ice Roller. It is so good, but you can get a $10 one from Amazon and it will do the same thing. Or you can just take an ice cube to your face and it will make you feel so much better. Now, let's talk about other ways that you can self-care. Ladies, you can either go to the nail salon or you can do your nails at home. Now, if you're not into that, whatever. There are other ways to self-care. Like I said, take an everything shower, take a bubble bath, do some hair care. You can do hair treatments, you can do hair oiling, you can try out different hairstyles, find different ways that you can pamper yourself and make you feel good for you. I'm not even saying for appearance-wise is to look good for other people. All of these things I listed off, I don't do to look better for other people. I do it to make myself feel special and loved by myself. Self-care is literally, as it sounds, caring for yourself. Think of all the times in the day that you care for other people. How many times do you put yourself on the back burner? If you are not nurturing and taking care of the body that you quite literally have lived in and will live in for the rest of your life, I don't know what to tell you. You want to take care of yourself and treat yourself as the highest priority because your body truly is the biggest investment. You will thank yourself so much when you are older. Exercise. Now, this is how I want us to tweak how we look at exercise if you haven't already. You get to exercise, not you have to. I'm going to say that again. You get to exercise. If you are not disabled, if you are able to go on a run, if you are able to go to the gym, that's a luxury. Honestly, there are so many people in the world that are disabled, that are unable to do things the way that someone that has an able body is able to. Think of the time when you have a cold or when you have a headache or when you have cramps and you quite literally feel debilitated. And once you are feeling better, you know what I'm talking about when you have a stuffy nose and you can't breathe out of your nose and you're like, damn, I really took that for granted when I could breathe out of my nose. You don't want to look back when you are older than you are now and the activities that you used to do when you were younger are hard and be like, why didn't I take advantage of that? I know me personally, I think back to the times when I was in gymnastics and cheer and I was so much more flexible and able to just have more of a stamina than I do now. And I do things that were so easy back then and they're harder now. And I'm like, dang, if I would have just kept at this, I wouldn't be experiencing what I'm experiencing now. So you get to exercise. There are so many different ways to work out. Go on a walk. You can go to the gym. You can sign up for classes like a spin class or a yoga class. Guys, we have YouTube at our fingertips. It is free. You can look up different workouts on YouTube. Go on Pinterest. They have so many little informational charts and just images that show you how to do workouts. You don't have to pay for a trainer. You don't have to pay for a gym membership. You don't have to pay for those workout apps that people pay for. You don't have to go out and buy a Peloton. If you are able to walk with your 2 feet, go on a walk every single day. Hit your 10,000 steps. There are so many different ways that you can move your body around. There are so many different ways that you can move your body around. And like I said, you get to, not you have to. We are going to have a healthy relationship with food because food is fuel. Having a healthy relationship with food is something that I have not always had, but once you look at food as fuel and find meals that you really like, have comfort meals, have meals that you can go to even if you are not feeling the best, you want to make sure that you are nourishing your body and having balance with the food that you're eating. I'm never going to be someone that cuts something out of my diet fully. Just, you know, make sure that you are, there's the train. Just make sure that you are eating, trying to eat the rainbow in most of your meals. I'm not going to sit here and say cut out ice cream, cut out soda, because that will never be me personally, but maybe just try to add on some more fruits and veggies to your plate. The extremely obvious answer, or I guess the next two answers are extremely obvious, that you are going to do to help level up your body: sleep. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Yes, I'm talking to you. Rest is productive. I absolutely despise the narrative that people think that when you are sleeping or you are relaxing that you are lazy. That is such a toxic mindset. And honestly, I truly believe that that is passed down from the generations that are older than my generation. And, you know, in the nicest way possible, if you are not allowing yourself to rest, your body is just going to give out on you. Just plain and simple. God wanted us to rest and wants us to rest on the seventh day. And if you are not allowing yourself to sleep in every now and again, it is going to bite you. You are going to get sick so much easier if you are not getting enough sleep. You're going to be grouchy if you're not getting enough sleep. There are so many things that can happen due to you not getting enough sleep. So make sure you are getting enough sleep. I sound like a broken record right now. Obviously, I know that not everyone can just fall asleep in 2 minutes. I definitely can't. But even if you just give yourself a relaxed day, a day to, as you know, people say, a rot day. Give yourself a rot day where you do nothing and you just hang out and relax and truly aren't trying to be an extremely productive person in society. Give yourself the time and your body the time to relax and exist and not overexert itself. Water. Yes, I'm talking to you again. Drink your fucking water. Are you drinking your 8 glasses a day? Probably not. Do I always do that? Absolutely not. When I did the 75 hard and had to drink, was it a gallon of water? 2 gallons? No, it was just a gallon. That was crazy, guys. But I realized how much I was not drinking water. I definitely don't drink a gallon of water a day, but I'm at least drinking a water bottle or two. You know, the 16.9 fluid ounce waters. You need to be drinking water. Your skin is going to thank you. Your body's going to thank you. Water helps with everything. If you are trying to lose weight, water helps with that. If you are trying to clear your skin, guess what? Water helps with that. If you are constantly groggy and tired and feel like sluggish, yeah, water's going to help with that. Take your vitamins. Make sure that you are doing things to help your body, which is working 24/7 to keep you alive and well. Make sure you are returning all of the love to your body that it gives to you without even realizing it. Try to remove stress. This is, you know, something that I have to remind myself multiple times a day, but stress impacts your body in so many ways, guys. We don't even realize it. Unclench your jaw. Relax your shoulders. There are so many ways that stress creeps into your life and truly affects you. We don't even know all of the ways that it does. I mean, I personally don't, but just know that stress truly takes a toll on your body. Obviously, and nowadays, we have so many reminders of things. Our phone is a constant reminder of what's going on in the world. Like I said in the previous episode, calming your mind, which is a very hard thing to do with your phone, and typically if your mind isn't calm, your stress is off the charts. So try and remove some stress. And ways you can do that are exercising. I'm not saying to go do a whole freaking workout class every single day and go to the gym for 3 hours. Go on a walk. The weather is so beautiful nowadays. Take a little yoga class. Pull up a YouTube video and do a little yoga class. Like I said, your body will thank you. And the last thing on the list that I have for leveling up and glowing up your body is having more of a body neutrality mindset. Body positivity. I think body neutrality is something more so that we should strive for. Obviously, body positivity too, but not everyone is as easily able to get there because then it also goes hand in hand with some toxic positivity. We all know that one person that's just way too positive and they're probably just pushing everything down and never addressing it. But loving your body and accepting your body for what it is. Like I said, you only get one. So love it, nourish it, treat it right. Don't spend your whole life hating it when you can look back and a couple years later and maybe you're in a different place with your body and you love it. Or you look back and you're like, dang, I had so much more energy and capability years ago to love my body and treat it right. If you start today, I promise you will see a difference in weeks, months of just loving your body and treating it right, loving your body in the sense of not talking crap about it every single day, not comparing it to every single girl or guy that you see on Instagram or fitness models or anything like that. Not having a shredded six pack is the normal, okay? That is not normal. I don't even want to say not normal, but it's not the norm. Not everyone has that. And guess what? Not everyone is attracted to that. So if you can really start to love your body and exude that confidence, it's going to show in so many areas of your life. And I promise you, no one is thinking about your body as much as they're thinking about their own body. So as we know, bikini season is quickly approaching. Try and keep that in the back of your head and just know that wear the damn bikini, wear the bathing suit. If you go to the store and you buy a bathing suit that's typically your size, say you're a medium or large, whatever, and you buy the bathing suit and it doesn't fit you, who cares? Get the size up. You're supposed to buy clothes that make you feel good. You're not supposed to make the clothing look good. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, just try to remember that taking care of your body is so much more than if you feel that you have a flat stomach or if you feel that you are a size 2 or a size 4. There is so much more to you than your body, and I could go on and on and on and on about this topic, but I want to keep these episodes short and sweet for a little girl glow guide, and I don't want you guys to have a takeaway of the body glow up as in you need to go out and get shredded and ripped for summertime. That's not at all what I'm saying. Your body is more than just your actual physique. It's how you're treating yourself, what you are fueling yourself with, and just truly loving yourself, because that is what is going to draw people to you, both friends and significant others. If you are having a level of confidence in yourself, no one's going to question that, okay? So I love you. I hope this episode was beneficial. I hope you're able to get some takeaways. And like I said, stay tuned for episode 3. All of the episodes are dropping back to back, so a little 3-part series. If you want them to be a little bite size or just have a full size episode, you have that available as well. I love you so much. Never forget that. You are a boss ass bitch. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed your nap time, please give the episode a 5-star rating and review and hit the follow button on Spotify. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.